Hi, everyone. Russ Thomas here from RST Coaching Academy. Welcome to a new episode of Money Talks, where we talk about money and how to make more of it. All right. Hey, everybody there on Money Talks. Welcome here, RST Coaching Academy, another episode of Money Talks to you, from you, from us to you in Daytona Beach, Florida. It's going to be a hot day down here again, but it's starting to cool off a little bit finally. Not like up in the North Country, but we'll survive. So I'm privileged to introduce to you a friend of mine in the business world. Her name is Unica, and she comes from Maryland in a company in the house cleaning business that she's acquired in a couple years ago. And she's not satisfied with just that. She's got bigger dreams than just that business. And so I'm going to let her talk to you about her background, where she comes from, what she's been doing, what she's doing now, where she wants to go, and so on and so forth. So Unica, take it away. Welcome. Tell us about Unica Green. We're excited to hear about your story and all that you've done, all that you're doing, and all where you're going. All right? Welcome.
All right. Thank you. Good morning. What a pleasure to be here. You know, I'm always excited to have an opportunity to share on a podcast like yours, like Money Talks. So that's a lot, but my background, I'm a serial entrepreneur and a real estate investor and a business coach with Grant Cardone, and how I make it all work. Well, if we go back to the history of things, in my early 20s, I stumbled into through a 9-to-5. I worked a 9-to-5 like everyone else. And the 9-to-5 that I worked was for a bank. And I had the pleasure of going out to take care of the lenders at the bank because nobody else wanted to, because the lenders were so demanding. So I drive around, I take care of the lenders. Well, while I was fixing things in the branch, I found out about investment loans, and I started to become friends with the lenders, and they would tell me about the different kind of loans and things that they were doing, and it sounded really interesting to me. So I learned about 203K loans, construction loans, and I just put it in the back of my mind, didn't use that information, just kept working, got invited out to some real estate investment groups, sat, learned, and at some point I decided, why not give it a try? There was a lady, was in a hair salon. She's doing my hair, and she's telling me about her great aunt that passed away and this property that the family doesn't want. They don't know what to do with it. And the light bulb goes off.
Yeah.
Oh, how much do you want for it? And she was like, $40,000. So, this is way back when you could buy a house for $40,000. So,
a couple of years ago.
Yeah, a couple years ago.
Yeah.
So anyway, to speed up the process, I called the lender and I'm like, hey, you know, I was talking to my hairstylist and she said, they have this awesome deal and I know what you guys do. Would this work? So they ran the numbers and they're like, yeah, it looks good. We can give you, now this is back then, 100%. We'll give you the money to buy the house, the money to fix it up, and then convert it into a 30-year fixed at like, I don't know, 5 or 6%, whatever the rates was back then. So I was like, cool, sounds great. And then after I did that renovation, I learned something even better. I went to another banker and he said, hey, you ever thought about pulling the equity out of that? I'm like, what? You can do that? Yeah, sure. So I pulled the equity out of it and went and bought another one. Did the
another
same
house.
Process. Yeah.
Okay.
Did the same process. Pulled the equity out of it. And now I'm like, man, I'm on to something. So now I have rents coming in and, you know, this whole equity, just pull the equity out and keep rolling. And that's essentially what started in real estate. So a couple of years ago, fast forward, I started thinking to myself, you know, I bet businesses are really good in terms of investing. And I knew there's a lot of baby boomers. They're going out of the market right now. And they've built up small businesses. And these small businesses are, they're good. You know, mom and pop shops. They've been around in the community for a long time.
Any particular industry or
service-based? I was looking at service-based, and I liked the cleaning business because it was simple. You know, the concept, everyone can understand what we do. You know, we clean houses, we clean businesses, we clean. So I like the simplicity of the model. And I like the fact that the expenses were minimal. You know, you're paying your labor and, you know, a few other things. But, you know, the return on investment is high. You know, at this point, like some businesses, 30 to 40%. So I thought, okay. So baby boomers were the target, retiring baby boomers that have businesses. And I found a guy, he had a business, this one, and he was running the business for 20 years. And he decided to retire and move to California.
And this was a cleaning business?
This is a cleaning business, residential and commercial cleaning.
All right.
So he moved to California, him and his wife, they retired. The business was still running here. He had everything in place, a manager to run it, and everything ran. And he'd fly in town occasionally and check on it. Everything was going great until the manager decided, you know what? I quit. So he said, well, I'm 70-something years old. We're loving life in San Diego. Not to mention, I'm not as healthy as I used to be. There's no way that I want to go back to Baltimore and run a business full time. So he decided to sell it, and I was able to scoop it up for all cash, a very minimal investment, and use that business. And then here's the beauty of it. Then I ran into Grant Cordone and his team, which was a perfect fit for me between what I was doing in real estate plus this new strategy that I had gotten hold of. So Grant's team talks about scaling businesses, making money 10x. You know, I'm sure you guys are all familiar with the 10x concept.
Oh, yeah.
So I said to myself, man, this 10x thing, now I know I'm onto something. You know, I have, I have this business that's, you know, a baby business in terms of revenue, but I could 10x it. So I go down, I fly down to Miami, I join and become a Grant Cordone licensee. I fly down to Miami to Cordone Capital, and I get the office tour. We do the licensee mastermind, and I meet some fantastic people. One of which is a guy who's a business coach for cleaning businesses. You guessed it.
Ah.
So he coaches cleaning businesses, and he personally bought a cleaning business for like $30,000, 10x'd it to $3 million and sold it.
Wow.
And he teaches other cleaning business owners how to do it. Well, during a very short lunch, we talked, and within 15 minutes, I had so much information that I was able to take that information and run with it. So using Grant's team, using all of the concepts that they teach for sales, business scaling, and I'm not even using, I don't know, I'm maybe using 10%. I mean, that team is just, it's so much information to absorb in what you do. So, you know, one of the things that I want to do now, I'm moving into coaching with Grant's team to help other business owners. We have to give back. So within, I would say within 6 months of joining as a licensee, I was able to do the training and grow my business to 5 times the revenue that it was making. And
now this was the cleaning business or yes. at real estate or
yeah.
both
so,
in
yeah,
combination?
So I'll give you the timeline. So I bought the cleaning business in May of 21 and I ran into Grant's team in November of 21. And I went down to Miami. That was in November. So that was June, July, August, September, no, 5 months later. So from that time, I came back, digested everything, took some more training, and I started to take action in February of 2022.
Okay.
And by the end of 2022, the business was just booming in comparison to what it was doing.
The cleaning business.
The cleaning business, Maryland Cleaning Service.
And how did you, what specific things did you implement that fostered that tremendous growth?
Well, you know, one of the things that Grant talks about is, you know, stay broke, invest in your business. Marketing is senior to sales. It's something that we're taught. So for me as a business owner, what that means, at the time when I went down there, I was just stacking cash. So, you know, I'd make money, put it in the bank, make money, put it in the bank, and the bank account is growing. And I'm thinking, man, this is great. Until I hear Grant say, no, that's not
they broke.
What you want to do.
Yeah.
You want to take all of your money and put it back into your business, you know, and market, you know, whatever that looks like, you know, and market your business and grow it. So I started to do that. That was step number one.
How did you then implement the marketing strategy for the cleaning business specifically?
So Grant's team helped me to write a script, which I'm able to use for my clients that call in. I'm able to generate a list of businesses, call them, see if they need service, advertise online. I found out a large portion of this market is online. So do some tweaks to my website, advertise online. And from there, I'm able to generate leads coming into the business. That was step one. So now the phones are ringing, right? So I'm listening to more Grant's training and he says, this is a, I don't remember. I think it was like a business summit.
Uh-huh.
A business summit. I can't remember. But anyway.
The boot camp or something
yeah,
boot
like camp. That. It was like a 10X boot camp.
Right.
The business. And he says, who's answering the phones? And he calls somebody's businesses and I think the guy's phone rang in his pocket. And he says, what a dumb idea. You don't have any money. like you're so cheap. Like that's not saving you money. Your people make you money. They don't, you know, cost you. So then I said, let's implement that. And that was step two. Next, I started listening to how do you close leads, right? So you got the phone ringing, people are calling, they have objections. Oh, it's too expensive. Oh, let me think about it. Oh, I'm not sure. I already have a cleaning service. All of these objections that you hear. Well, how do you overcome those objections? Well, they offer a daily call. If you join Cardone University, they offer a daily call where you log in and you can actually role play daily. So that's something else that we learned. Don't practice on the customers. Role play before you get to the customer so that you're confident in all of your objections. So hold on. Bye. So I was able to start implementing that and closing a higher percentage of the leads that were starting to come into the business.
So you learn how to close based on the training that you received. Okay. How about the answering? There was an issue there you'd said about, you know, who's answering the phone. So did you hire people then to answer the phone or how did you handle that?
I do. I have someone here that works with me. She helps me to answer the phone. She's great. You know, it's just, you know, and I'm growing, you know. The last training I listened to, we're talking about hiring. And, you know, now it's time to hire and expand and, you know, and there's no limitation. There's no limitation. So there's a wealth creation formula and I'll give you a tidbit of it. But step one, you have to create income, right?
Right.
Once you start creating income, then you can store that income and reinvest that income. So, you know, it's that's the process. You know, it's a very simple formula for me.
And it's interesting because before you were just stacking it for yourself for a rainy day or whatever the case may be, but you learned, no, don't let it sit in the bank and give way to inflation. You're earning less interest than you are than the inflation rate. So you learn to take that money, you know, maybe you save up X number of dollars and then put it into something that's going to generate you more income, correct?
Yes, exactly. And specifically that thing for me, it's marketing. You know, the more you put into marketing, the more leads you get, the more it comes back. And I, you know, I feel like you can't do anything wrong when it comes to marketing. If you have an idea, just jump out there and do it. You know, I want to stand outside with a sign and say, hey, you need cleaning service?
Come I'm here. This here. Is what I do. Yeah. Yeah. And we know from the training that we've been through is that money follows attention. It starts with the attention, and that's the part of marketing. It's interesting that people think that sales is so important, and it's called sales and marketing, but really it should be marketing and sales as a phrase, because the marketing has to come first. And the better, you know, we know that the better the marketing process, the easier the sales process. And then when that's coupled with what we've learned in the closing arena, then there we go.
Oh, yeah. So, you know, my greatest problem now as an entrepreneur is I don't have enough time for all of the abundance that I see around me. You know, Grant's team often says, who has my money?
Yeah.
And, you know, abundance is all around. You know, you can look outside of your window and count the cars and the houses and just so there's no limitations, no shortage of opportunities, no shortage of wealth. It's just a matter of, you know, being able to implement it all.
Right now. So the business in the office, is it just you and this lady that answers the phone?
Yes, for
you
now.
Haven't, you know, are you thinking about taking on a manager to do some of this other stuff to free you up from some of these maybe managerial type processes?
Right now, I'm in the process of acquiring a second cleaning business. And I hope to close on that very soon. I just nailed down we talked in our group about
heard
an
about
investor.
That, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I talked to the investor. We have lunch set up for next week. You know, I've got him nailed down. I offer investment opportunities to investors that want to invest in the progress, you know, from a company that starts one place and then gets 10x, and they can come in with all of that upside gain. So I'm so excited about that. So hopefully we'll close on that soon. And with that comes more employees and extended operation. And yes, we will be moving offices. We'll be hiring more people and, you know, just kind of growing up.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
And how is your real estate investment going?
So it's interesting. After listening to Grant on the real estate side of things, I realized that I was investing completely the wrong way. And I made a decision to sell. I had a portfolio of 22 rental properties, doing mostly a lot of rehab work. And I made a decision to sell the entire portfolio and start all over again with a different type of portfolio than the one that I previously had. So, So right now they're all sold and I have a new lender I'm working with, some new opportunities. So right now I'm looking to close something end of the year for on the real estate side.
Okay. Are you doing anything with Cardone Capital?
I hope to do something with Cardone Capital soon.
Right now you're doing your own, you're doing your own investing.
Well, right now I'm still at step one, creating income.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So, you know, Cardone Capital is a little further in the process where you have to store have a little something, and then you want it to return an investment to you.
Yeah. Well, I know they start with a minimum of $5,000. So it's not like a person has to have $100,000 to get started with them. Obviously, the more the merrier.
I didn't know that. I thought it was 100. Well, maybe it's not 100. Yeah.
I believe it's 5,000, unless they've changed it. But this was even as current as a couple months ago. I talked to one of the fellas there by the name of Ben, and Jody hooked me up with him. And
I love what they're doing at Cardone Capital. You know,
that's awesome.
Yeah,
I love what they're doing with everything. We're in the right place at the right time.
We are in the right place at the right time, most definitely.
Yeah. You know, there's a saying that success occurs when preparedness and opportunity meet. And a lot of people may run across an opportunity, but they're not prepared. They don't know what they're doing. They don't know how to get into what it is that they, the opportunity that they see. And that's where we come along, is to help guide them into that success and that new opportunity. Or maybe they're just not, they don't know nothing. They don't have any opportunities. And we can help with those things too, through our business, Cardone University, and our coaching services. Am I right?
No, true? Absolutely. You know, Cardone University is fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
You know, one of the things that I do have on my agenda is to begin hiring a sales team. And, you know, if you have a sales team and, you know, your business, Cardone University is a great investment. And to your company and to your people, we talk about reinvesting in ourselves. And you want to reinvest into your business and training your people.
That's right. Exactly. Yeah. And they have the two programs, one for individuals and one for company, you know, so it's all covered. So and have you been talking here now that you're branching out, you want to acquire another cleaning business, and what, maybe another one and another one? Do you see yourself capping at X number of these businesses, or what
you know,
do you
again,
think?
Being around the Cardone team, I mean, there is no limit. Life doesn't have limits.
It's only in our minds, isn't it?
Yeah. So, you know, I don't look at life in terms of, you know, another and another and another. You know, I don't know. You know, maybe we can systemize it and figure out a way to allow people to buy into it and franchise it. So, you know, if you wanted to invest in, you know, a cleaning service, you know, we have all of the tools and the systems, and we can get you up and running in Daytona, or get someone else up and running in San Diego, or, you know, and just kind of grow that way.
It doesn't have to be limited to just Baltimore for yourself, then, is what you're saying.
Absolutely not.
How did you pick the cleaning industry? My wife did house cleaning many years ago. It was hard on her knees. She was younger then, but it was still hard on her knees. Mm-hmm. And it was lucrative. It really was. But she wasn't part of a company per se. It was just one woman that had a few houses to clean, and she needed some help. How did you settle into that? I think you thought, well, this is an easy thing to do, and it's good return. Is that kind of the process you went through?
Well, you know, it's funny because that's one of my objections that I get, you know, because one of my competition is just, you know, people who are just out cleaning. And I always tell them that, well, that's great, you know, until your cleaner gets pregnant, or they have to move out of town, or, you know, something happens, and then you don't have a cleaner anymore. So for me, I don't clean. You know, for me, it's about owning a business, putting together the systems to be able to
manage,
help people to grow.
Yeah. You know,
a big thing for me is I want my team to grow. You know, I want them to be able to make good money, feel good about what they're doing, and everyone around me to have an opportunity for growth. And like I said, it's a service that you understand, I understand, everybody understands the concept. So if I have a 30-second elevator pitch, what do you do? And I say, we clean residential and commercial, residential homes and commercial businesses. It's simple. I can understand that. It's not like, wait, so what do you do again? I don't understand. So
I clean houses and businesses. I mean, that is pretty straightforward.
It's straightforward. It really is.
Yeah. So. When you said about losing a cleaning person, pregnant or whatever, are the majority of people that are calling you now typically they just have one individual and it's not part of a company like yours? It's just one individual, maybe the next door neighbor, maybe the sister-in-law or something like that.
I get it a lot. And usually they're calling me because the cleaner got pregnant, the cleaner moved. They don't know what happened to a cleaner. And they need that consistency. So, and that's what we provide. We provide consistency.
So because of your team of cleaners, you've always got somebody that can go and do that job.
I couldn't do it without my team. That's why I invest in my team.
Yeah. So they can. How large is your team? How many people do you have?
Right now I have 6 cleaners.
6, okay.
Yeah.
And they're doing both the residential and the commercial.
No, actually, wait a minute. I just took on a contract. I have 10 cleaners.
10, all right.
Yeah. I just closed the deal, which is kind of like a mini acquiring. They had 5 employees that came along with the business, 4 transferred over.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, and that's just a part of growing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that just happened 2 weeks ago. So
yeah.
Majorly excited about that too.
Oh, I bet so. So the commercial does a lot of that have to be done after hours? Is that a scheduling issue?
No, I have people that take care of that. Some of it, you know, it's after hours around business.
Okay.
Not every business, but a lot of them.
Uh-huh.
They want you to come in at night and empty the trash and mop the floors and sweep up, clean the bathrooms. So.
Yeah. I have a friend here in Daytona Beach that she's part of the Chamber of Commerce luncheon that I attend every Wednesday, and she's the vice president of a commercial cleaning company here in Daytona. And she said that one of the things they do is they do emergency rooms in hospitals. And now that must be a challenging thing to get those places spick and span and germ free. Wouldn't you agree? Wow.
Absolutely. We do medical offices, doctor's offices. We had a client that was a plastic surgeon's office.
Mm.
And they did a lot of plastic surgery. So we got a little bit of a taste, because going in and cleaning up a operating room after the surgery was something.
Quite a mess, perhaps, huh?
Yeah, and you know, you have to have crews that can deal with that, because I mean, you're dealing with a lot of things. You walk in there, you may see, I mean, I'm not going to go into what you may see, but you can imagine.
Blood and guts.
Blood and guts.
Yeah, what a mess.
Oh, so, wow. You know, it takes a different kind of person to be able to get that all
That's
cleaned
really
up,
neat.
Sanitized.
Another thing with the state of the economy, you know, interest is high, inflation is crazy, and so on. Are you running across people, maybe current clients, that are saying, "Oh man, I can't afford this anymore"? Has that been any kind of an issue for your business so far?
No, and I'll tell you why. There's different sectors of the business that can run in any economy. It's recession proof, meaning when the pandemic came and the pandemic hit, businesses were calling through the roof because they needed sanitation cleans. They wanted them more than ever. Oh my God, someone got sick with COVID. We need you to come in here and sanitize the whole office, get everything cleaned. And so our business for those type of cleanings went up, and we loved it. I mean, it's relatively simple, but germs was just a big, big, big deal. And we were able to make money off of that. On the flip side, you know, you have most people that are calling a cleaning service, they're not in a position where they run out of money to pay the cleaning service. You know, a lot of our clients are affluent clients. They do well, and what they do. You know, they have big homes and they value their time. So they're not going to save $100 to clean their own house. They're just, they're not going to do that.
All right. So you're looking, you're kind of on maybe a higher economic scale as a client that you're looking for.
Well, it's funny because when I went to Miami, one of the things that was said, raise your prices.
Yep.
Yeah. And at the time, you know, we're charging what we're charging. And I thought, So I came back and I said, you know, I'm going to pick a number that I believe nobody would pay. And I'll put it out there. And guess what? My clientele changed. And we're actually happier. The cleaners are happier. They're able to make more. They're able to go home earlier. You know, so again, it works. You know, these strategies, I mean, they work.
You don't know if you don't ask, right?
You don't know if you don't. And it makes me wonder, how much money did I miss out on trying to be the cheapest, you know, cleaning service in town?
Yeah.
Yeah. And those clients were a real pain, by the way. The cheap ones are a real pain.
So the ones that fell off was no loss. Good riddance.
It was good riddance because they were just very.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Well, this is so interesting. This business is that I imagine a normal person isn't going to see that as that much of a glamorous type enterprise, you know, blue collar workers and so on and so forth. And yet you've proven that it can become a major source of business and income for you to actually finance other investments that you want to get into. I mean, that is really neat. You open my eyes to this whole prospect of cleaning business. Guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to look around myself.
Yeah.
So what is your mix? I don't know if I could say clients, you know, residential clients versus commercial clients or revenue from one to another. What is your mix as far as where the business is coming from, commercial or residential?
So now there's two sides to this. They're residential. For me, I'm about 60-40 residential commercial. Residential is great because it's very quick on cash flow. You go out, you provide a service, you get paid for service, you provide it, and you can do that 50 times a day, right? On the business side, it's great because you have the stability. So, and what you're saying, if your residential clients, if they fall off for whatever reason or they can't do it, you know, you have contracts on the other side. So you're going to be, I mean, unless you screw up, you're going to be with them for years and years and years. And it's very consistent, stable income that you can count on. But you have to invoice them, which means that you have to wait, you know, your 30 days or whatever to get paid.
Okay.
Versus the residential side where you clean 10 houses a day. If they're all $100 a clean, you just got $1,000 in cash and you close your day. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
So.
Wow. But there's no contract then on the residential side.
You can do a contract. My lawyer says I should do contracts. I don't. Again, you know, my goal is to keep it simple. So, you know, I could do that. But at the end of the day, I don't believe in handcuffing someone to a service that they don't want or need or whatever the case may be. So if you call me up and you say, you know what, it's been great, but this is the end of the road. I don't want the service anymore for whatever reason. You know, of course, I'm going to try to do my best to make sure, you know. Sure. But, yeah, I'm not going to say, well, Russ, you signed a contract. And whether you want this cleaning service or not,
you're locked in, baby.
You're going to pay.
Yeah.
Either we can clean or not, but you're going to pay.
Now, on the commercial side, though, couldn't the same conversation take place on the commercial side where you do have a contract?
Yeah, well, the commercial side is different. I mean, contracts are more common. Because you have to lay out what you're going to do and what you're going to charge and what's going to be extra and, you know, all of that kind of stuff.
Okay.
You want gray areas.
Yeah. So then you've got like you mentioned a minute ago, your attorney, your lawyer probably helped you draw that baby up and make it in no uncertain terms of, you know, what you're doing and what's going to cost the client.
That has to be clear. Clarity.
Yeah. Wow.
And well, this is exciting. Another little trick I learned from Grant's team that I was not doing that I'm doing now in terms of leads. So if someone calls, you know, first you got to get all of their information. That's step one. They get a quote. You tell them, okay, well, you know, we can come out and clean your house. It's probably going to cost $300. And they say, okay, well, sounds great. Let me do some comparison. Let me talk to my spouse. Let me talk to whoever. And, you know, I'll call you back next week and I'll make a decision. One of the things that they teach you is to put something in their hand to follow up immediately, whether that's a text, an email, a video call. Hey, it was great talking to you today. We talked about, you know, cleaning services. Here's the numbers. Just wanted you to have them. Here's some more information about us. Check out our website, you know, call us back. So you remain top of mind, right?
Right, indeed. Yeah, right. And absolutely. He said, Grant says always to give a written proposal also. So exactly. If you're following up, if you're not doing that on the telephone call when they call in, then that's an opportunity to give the written proposal, isn't it?
Yeah, it made me realize that I was losing business in the sense of someone may love it, and then next week they really do want to sign up. But guess what? They've gotten maybe five other calls. They can't remember which one they talked to. You wouldn't believe how much business I get when people call me back because I do the follow-ups and I put it in their hands. Yeah. They call me back, but they actually wanted to get service with another cleaning service. But they don't remember who they were. So they call me and we close them. And guess what? They become our customer.
Lo and behold, and they're delighted out of their mistake calling the wrong person.
They do. I had one guy call me and he was so upset. He said, the cleaners aren't here. And we're looking at the schedule and we're looking at the address and we're thinking, did we miss something? You know, and did we not do something right? So, you know, we call our cleaning teams and we get one out to the guy right away. And he loves to clean and calls back and he says, oh my God, I'm so sorry. This is the wrong cleaning service. He said, I was expecting whoever. They didn't show up. No, we went out there. So
you kind of just did it on an emergency basis and no doubt landed the account.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. And I mean, they called us back because they had that follow-up from us.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, people forget once you hang up the phone, they don't remember who they talked to. They really don't.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
Well, they just stay in the forefront of their minds. That's another great tip for a person building a business, a person in the sales environment. So let me get to the end here and just ask you to offer maybe some specific tips, advice specifically. Somebody is listening to this podcast. Somebody is watching on Roku channel or Amazon Fire, and they like what they're hearing. And maybe they're thinking about going into some kind of a business. Doesn't have to be cleaning business. But what kind of advice would you give someone who is, say, just starting out as an entrepreneur, or is maybe one now, has a business, and is struggling? Words of advice.
My words of advice would be take action. Take action. You know, a lot of times, a lot of entrepreneurs spend a lot of time in their head planning, thinking, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. Just do it. Like the old Nike slogan, just do it. And my other word of advice would be, if you can, find a good coach. You know, find a good coach, find someone who's been where you're trying to go and can help you get there.
Awesome. A lot of people, and I come from a computer programming background. So I've got, you know, analytical thinking process. And that's an easy thing to get caught up in, is the analytical side of things instead of just getting started, right? And
it's
just
funny. So do I, Ross. We have that in common. That was
yeah,
my
wow.
9 to 5.
Yeah, cool. And it's so, you know, got to have all the ducks in a row before we start shooting a duck. We got to get them in a row first. And said Grant says, get going. You'll figure it out as you go. I mean, that can be a scary thing for us analytical weirdos, but it's good advice just to hit the road and make changes. And there's so many opportunities out there that you're not going to shoot yourself in the foot for very long, because you'll figure things out. Especially your number two suggestion, Yanika, was to have a coach, to have somebody that's guiding you along the way.
Yeah.
Interesting. Cool deal.
Yeah.
I love it. That's great. Anything else?
That's it. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, there's two things. So take action, folks, and find a good coach. Well, guess what I do? Guess what Yanika does? We do coaching. People want to contact you, Yanika? Give us your phone number.
They can contact me, Russ, at 410-444-8880.
All right. Say that again.
410-444-8880.
All right, folks. If you missed that, rewind and pick it up again if you want to chat with Yanika. And a website for people could land on for you?
www.mdcleaningservice.com.
MD stands for Maryland, no doubt.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Cleaningservices.com. There you go.
Yeah.
All right. Anything else finally you want to wrap up and
that's
leave us with?
No, that's it for me. I just, you know, just really appreciate being here and talking with you today.
Yeah. What is your educational background?
Computers. You
computers,
know.
Like me. Okay.
Uh-huh,
yeah.
Yeah. I started.
Programming or system design or what?
Networking.
Networking?
System administration.
Uh-huh.
And here's the funny thing. I only went to college for that because I was told that I should. I wanted to take an entrepreneurship program or no college at all.
Uh-huh.
But my parents said, you're going to go to school, pick something that you can get a job, get benefits, and make money.
Yeah, right. They meant well, didn't they?
They meant well, but here's the beautiful thing. My first job was at a bank, and the number one source of revenue for that bank was doing investment loans. And I was able to meet some people and, you know, that and start
that
something.
You started out talking about that, and you were meeting with lenders. Were these third-party lenders above and beyond? Didn't the bank do their own lending?
Yeah, no,
I didn't
we
understand
did.
That part.
We did in-house. It was a small community bank. We did in-house lending,
uh-huh.
And we had different lending departments. So we had, they made a lot of money on 203K loans,
uh-huh.
That they were doing with real estate investors. And I spent a lot of time talking to the lenders that were doing the 203K loans. They were all my buddies.
Uh-huh.
And they explained to me how that process works. And we did, you know, construction loans. We just did a lot of loans. So.
How about that? Being mm-hmm. in the right place at the right time.
Oh, yeah.
Preparedness, crossing with opportunity, and you went for it. And you didn't stick to what you went to school for. You said there's something more out there, isn't there? Folks, there's something more out there for you, I bet. All you got to do is start thinking. It starts in the mind. It starts with your mindset. Probably going to have to change some things about how you're thinking about business, how you're thinking about money, how you're thinking about your very life. And as Grant Cardone says, you know, success is your responsibility, obligation, and duty. You know, you owe it to yourself to be successful. You owe it to your family. You owe it to your community, to your church, to your country, to the world to be successful. So you can leave a legacy for your family, for your children and your children's children, and an inheritance. Nothing wrong with a nice inheritance of financial success to leave behind. So get with it, folks. Give us a call if we can help you out. Yanika, again, thanks for your time. It's been a blast. I can't wait to get this all processed and get this out for the world to see.
Thank you, Russ.
All right. And we will talk to you down the road. Folks, thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next time around on Money Talks. And in the meantime, be great. Go for it. Go for your dreams. Give us a call if we can be of service. All right. Bye-bye. Hi. Thanks for being here today for another episode of Money Talks. I hope it was informative and encouraging to you. If it struck a chord in your heart, or if you have any questions or comments, please let us know. Visit us at rstcoachingacademy.com, call 386-286-2450, or send an email to email@rstcoachingacademy.com. Thanks again, and until next time, be great.